great practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Great people.
Well, the Giants had a mid to late afternoon practice as we welcome you to Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess here from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A gorgeous day for football as the Giants get ready for preseason game number 3 at MetLife Stadium on Saturday night against the Jets. So glad you can join us once again here on MSG Plus. I'm Bob Pop. I'll be joined by former Giants center Sean O'Hara in just a moment. To get things started, let's take a look at the injury update from today for the Big Blue, and it's a lengthy list of Giants that were not able to participate in practice. Victor Cruz nursing that heel injury, says he's day-to-day. David Boss with the knee. Antrell Roll got some things done, just working out, working his way back. Demontre Moore remains out. Ramses Barden did not practice. Jarrell Scott still with the shoulder injury, and Corey Webster with overall soreness. And here are some of the Giants that did not practice as well. Lewis Murphy, Adrian Tracy got through most of practice, suffering from dehydration, and of course, Henry Hynoski, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Marcus Kuhn all have not practiced yet this year. Well, Sean O'Hara, welcome to the show once again. Preseason game number 3 coming up, and that's a lengthy injury list, and you know the Giants head coach Tom Coughlin likes to get his guys on the practice. The good news is Justin Tuck and Cooper Taylor were back out there today.
Yeah, it's never a good thing when you have to have two pages on the graphics boards to list the injuries. But I think really critically when you're looking at this preseason game, it's game number 3. So you want to have your first team guys out there because they're going to get most of the reps in this third preseason game. That's ideally what you'd like to have. So I think for the Giants, you know, it's the preseason. It's always been one thing for the last couple of years. They've been dealing with the injuries. So I think for the good news is a lot of these seem to be short term. They will get these guys back.
All right. Anywhere you go around town, Giants fans ask the question, is Victor Cruz going to be ready to go for the start of the regular season? Earlier today, he addressed the media about his injury.
On the way down, I kind of the defender's weight on top of mine landed on, you know, I kind of planted on one single foot. So that's probably what happened to it. I felt to go numb immediately. I knew something was wrong. So good thing is just a heel bruise, a heel contusion, so it's not too bad. I have a firm understanding of the offense, and me and Eli have an understanding of, you know, how he likes to hit me and things we do out there on the field. So I'm not too concerned about it. Obviously, I'm a guy that loves to practice, loves to be out there. But, you know, just a short setback in a time where you would, you know, you never want to have one, but if it's a time to have one, it's now.
Well, the Giants are hoping that Victor Cruz can get back out on the practice field sooner rather than later. And, Sean, let's talk a little bit about Victor Cruz and how important he is, as Tom Coughlin calls it, the green zone. Not having him in there, not getting the reps. Timing is a factor, isn't it?
Yeah, timing absolutely is a factor. I mean, you know, Victor mentioned it, you know, getting that timing down with Eli. I really feel like, you know, Eli and Victor have a good rapport. They work well together. Victor Cruz has more receiving yards over the last 2 years than any other Giants receiver. And also, he has more yards over the last 2 seasons on third down than any other receiver in the entire NFL. So for Victor Cruz, it's not about what to do with the football once I catch it. But really, it's about the entire offense. Because with Knicks being banged up and with Cruz also missing time, you're just not having both your number one and number two receiver on the field at the same time.
Does this put any added pressure on Brandon Myers, the new tight end, because a tight end can be the quarterback's best friend in those tight spots?
Yeah, I don't think it puts pressure on him, but I think it gives him the opportunity to now, hey, maybe I am the second read. Maybe I am that second option. So I think it also opens up the door for some of these other receivers, Barden, for Hardy, for Jarrell Jernigan, for those guys to get some more playing time, because that's what you want to do. You want to get on the field in that game situation and get those reps on tape. So I really like Myers. He's had a great training camp. You know, I think he's going to be an integral part of this offense.
All right. Obviously, the other concern from an injury standpoint for the Giants is on the offensive line. And Giants center David Boss went down on the opening series of the game the other night. And he was asked earlier today if it's realistic that he could be back for the Dallas season opener.
I think it is. You know, and that's what I expect, too. So, you know, obviously I'm going to follow the doctor's orders. And, you know, like we said, that's why we got to take it week by week and see how it's progressing. And, you know, it's kind of one of those annoying things. You got to let heal, you know, for a little bit. But, you know, I'm one of those guys that like to, you know, work through this. And, you know, I just want to be ready for my team.
It really illustrates how difficult a sport this is. He had multiple surgeries in the offseason, got himself back up to speed. Now he's dealing with another injury. How much does not having him in there hurt this football team right now?
Well, I think anytime you lose your center, I think it affects your offense. It affects the communication on the line. You know, there's so many things that you have to do as a center, not just snap the football. And I know John Schmelk thinks that all centers do is block, but, you know, you have to multitask. You have to be able to do a lot of things. So for this offensive line, the good news for the Giants, Kevin Booth did this before. He slid over to center in 2011 seamlessly. They have guys that could step in. I actually injured my knee in preseason back in 2006 sat out 2 weeks and basically came back fresh for week one. So I think for Boss, this will be a good time for him to get ready, get 100% healthy after recovering from the surgeries that you mentioned.
John Smolka, producer, and you know he's newly engaged. And Sean, you're taking a shot at him.
No, that was a shout out. That wasn't a shot. That was a shout out, John. I love John.
So Kevin Booth today worked with the first team at center, and then they moved David Deal to left guard. And then at right tackle, they had the rookie, Justin Pugh. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the program, I sat down and talked with Giants running back David Wilson earlier today. That and much, much more as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess.
A college football rivalry returns. The Penn State Nittany Lions and the Syracuse Orange kick off the season Saturday, August 31st at 3:30 in MetLife Stadium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Live look at MetLife Stadium as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Good fan turnout earlier today as the Giants had their practice in preparation for Saturday night's preseason game number 3 against the New York Jets. Well, the Giants are looking for explosiveness in their run game. That's one of the mantras this year, is be more consistent, and the Giants are looking to David Wilson to do that. The second-year running back last year ran for 358 yards and 4 touchdowns and set a Giant franchise record for kickoff return yards at 1,533. Earlier today, I spoke with the second-year back. So, David, talk a little bit about the transition year 1 to year 2 and how it's been for you.
Oh, I've been really excited to come back this season. And, you know, the way we ended last season, you know, we ended with a good win, but we didn't make the playoffs. So this year we're really looking forward to making the playoffs. And we got the Super Bowl here, and me being a second year, being able to contribute more this year on offense, I've definitely been preparing all offseason for and waiting for this moment.
Explain to the viewers how you develop patience, because you're so fast, you're so quick, and your linemen are not as fast as quick as you are, but being able to set up blocks.
It wouldn't really be developing patience, it would be developing chemistry. You got to just build chemistry with your line, and you know what they do, and you know what you can do, and y'all work together, and then that's when it all becomes positive.
When you talk about your study and your preparation, studying defenses, how important is that for a running back to understand what defenses are trying to take away?
It's just different things. You got to understand the whole concept that going into the game. So, you know, some teams like to blitz, and you learn certain blitzes they do and different things, and you can know what to expect. And when you know what to expect, that means you're prepared, and when you're prepared, you can play faster.
All right, pass protection. Obviously, that's something. Ahmad was so good when he was here at understanding the pass protection concepts. You and Andre working on that. What's the most difficult part about it?
It's not difficult. It's just getting in there and doing it. And Coach Ingram, you know, a lot of credit goes to him. And, you know, he developed the mod and helped him get to where he was when he was here. And, you know, he's working with us the same way. So Coach Ingram is a real good coach and hands-on and whatever you see us running backs do on the field, he played a big role in it.
You guys are pretty close, aren't you? I mean, you and Andre with, you know, being in that room and the other backs as well. I thought it was kind of interesting in Pittsburgh when he had that fumble and he came to the sideline, he looked down. You were the guy that went over and consoled him a little bit. Just talk about that relationship.
Yeah, you know, we two running backs and this is our first time being able to play a big role in the NFL offense. And, you know, we came along together, kind of, so to say. And, you know, he had big games last year. I had big games last year. Now we're coming together and we can be a team. And, you know, we're real excited about that. People look at it as a competition thing and, oh, who's going to get the starting job? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? And we don't look at it like that. We look at it as whenever we're on the field, we want to help the team win the game. So, you know, we're not worried about stats or number of carries or who's going to get this play, who's going to get that play. We just want to be there for each other and help support each other and win as a team.
All right, would you be disappointed if they didn't use you in kickoff returns?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Coach Coughlin, where's the camera?
Right there.
Coach Coughlin, I want to do kick returns, so find some way to get me back there, and I'm real excited to be back there. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got to put the best man back there, though. And if it's somebody that's coming in and they can do the job better and I lose the spot, I would want to fairly lose the spot. I don't want to just get the spot taken away.
You're not losing the spot because somebody's better than you. You're losing the spot because you have to run the football.
Yeah, I know
you
that.
You know it.
Yeah, I know that. But, you know, that's a part of the game I really enjoy. And I really like being back there. And ever since I've been playing football, that's been my little thing. And
well, listen, have a good season. Thanks for the time.
All right, Dan. No problem.
David Wilson's got a great personality. And, Sean, my guess is, you know, in certain spots, if they need a big return, they'll put him back there. But he's the starting running back, you know, and he's the number one draft pick from last year. Talk about the maturation that you've seen in him so far in preseason.
Well, I think, you know, David Wilson, obviously he learned the hard way last year that ball security is paramount if you're going to be a running back for Tom Coughlin. So I really think that what he's adjusted to is the game is starting to slow down for him. And it's not so much you're memorizing plays. Now you know the offense. There's a difference there. And it seems to me like he knows exactly how to see the defense and see the play unfold. He's being patient when he needs to be patient, but the best thing about David Wilson is he's got that burst when he needs to kick in the speed, and that's what they really like about him, his big play ability.
Yeah, and it's a nice combination with he and Andre Brown. Andre Brown a little bit better understanding maybe the protection schemes. You use him as the third down back, and it's not like Andre Brown is slow either. All right, every day we like to ask you, the fans, to participate in the show, so it's time for today's Twitter question of the day. It comes from at Cox McLeod. Is Michael Cox leading to be the third running back in the battle with Ryan Terrain?
Interesting question, Bob. I think I like Michael Cox. I think he's shown some big playability. You know, the biggest thing is going to be, and we talk about it a lot, is how do these running backs handle the pass protection? How do they handle it on third down? How do they handle dealing with if the quarterback is changing the play at the line of scrimmage? Can I adjust on the fly? Because the physical tools, he absolutely has them. But mentally, you've got to be able to do that and process it in 2 seconds at the line of scrimmage.
I guess the difference, Terrain obviously has more experience, but a guy like Michael Cox can possibly be a special teams ace where he can return kicks, and he's been used as a gunner on punt team and done well.
Yeah, Terrain definitely has more experience, and I think whenever you can be a bigger asset to a team and you can have another feather in your cap like special teams, I think it makes it a lot tougher for when they're evaluating the talent.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the program, we're going to zero in into Sean's area of expertise once again and focus on the Giants offensive line as we continue with Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+.
Our main goals for the offensive line during camp is to be to get better at our fundamentals of techniques, be more physical, better eye focus, get better with our techniques and coming off the football. Will Beatty played 2012 season, played 16 games, got better each and every week, and I expect 2013. We're really looking for big things from Will and Beatty to keep improving. Chris needs a savvy vet. You know, he's a tough physical guy that, you know, in the weight room is powerful. He displays it on the football field. He loves playing the game because of the physical nature of the game. We're the Boston's really one guy that we're looking forward to being a leader for us. We're looking for a big physical offensive center as David Boston is. Kevin Booth is a versatile guy, and he can adjust to one thing or another. He has done nothing but good things each and every year, in particular this past year, in working his physical nature with his strength, speed, and agility, where he can play either guard position and also bring up center. David Beal is really hungry to get ready to go. You know, these guys want to play better than what we did last year, and they're looking forward to doing that. You know, David's done a good job in training camp thus far. Justin Pugh's a young guy. I think he has a bright future with the New York Giants, a guy that is going to make New York Giants fans proud because of the nature of the way he's learned to play, being in the room with our offensive linemen. Since we started the training camp, we're looking for some good things from James Brooks. He's a big, strong, athletic guy, given a lot of talent. Now we just have to get that talent out of him. Jim Cordell was somebody that has played center position primarily. He has played some guard and also long snap. So he's got some value to him in terms of being a guy that can compete for a starting job. Eric Herman's a big, strong rookie. He's fun to coach because he wants to play the game of football the way it's to be played. Fans with the New York Giants offensive line, you know, this year we are really committed to come out and be more consistent. And we be more consistent as an offensive line group as well as an offensive team.
Line on three. One, two, three.
In-depth look at the Giants offensive line here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on MSG+. All right, Sean, let's zero in on the center position first and foremost. Talk about the responsibilities of the job. Obviously, you start every play by snapping the ball to the quarterback, but what are some of the most important things a center has to grasp?
Well, I think mentally it's one of the most challenging positions on the offensive line. And, Bob, you mentioned the snap. For the first 10 minutes of every single practice, you will see the centers and the quarterbacks taking snaps, because that's one thing that Tom Coughlin will not lose a football game because of a fumbled quarterback-center exchange. It's something that we practiced every single day when I was a player, and I think that has to be so routine that you don't even think about it, both the center, the underneath snap, and the shotgun snap. But from there, I think as a center, you have to really be able to anticipate what the defense is doing. You have to be able to see. You can't just focus on the nose tackle. You have to see the linebackers, what they're doing, what's their depth. Are they 3 to 4 yards in depth? Are they on their toes like they're coming on a blitz? Then you also have to see through them and see the safety. So there's a lot of things that the center is juggling. You're multitasking, if you will. And then lastly, you have to communicate to the guys to your right and your left, and you have to trust that they're going to hear you. And the toughest thing as a center is when you're dealing with the crowd noise. So week one, when the Giants go down to play the Cowboys and you're in the silent count, you've got your head between your legs. You have to trust that your guards are going to talk to you, because as you're looking through your legs, the defense can move around. So there's a lot of things going on at the line of scrimmage, and you have about 4 or 5 seconds to figure it out.
Well, the Giants have moved Kevin Booth to the center spot. Earlier today, Jim Cordell, who stepped in for David Boss when he was hurt last week, spoke to the media.
I was confident. I've been confident in myself. Last year in the Eagles game, last game of the year, Dave's shoe comes off, and I went in there for a couple plays. It's like, you expect that more during the course of the year, to go in for at least a couple plays. But I was ready to go in. We prepare very well here, and again, I'm confident that I could get it done.
It's a different position. It's a lot different, especially with going against teams that play a 3-4 or 4-3, and snapping the ball and things like that. It's different, and it takes time to learn. But I'm confident at either position.
All right, Boothie slid over and played center before. What about Jim Cordell? He stepped in. Obviously, when they went with the first team reps today, they had Booth at center, Deal at left guard, Pugh. Is that kind of a blow to his confidence a little bit that he didn't at least get the shot?
Well, I think Jim understands. He understands the business of this game, and he also understands that he will get his opportunity. I think whenever you're the second string center and the guy goes down, you want to be the guy that they plug right in. And I think the one thing I can say about Jim Cordell, obviously he's a Buckeye, but he is prepared. They know that they can plug Jim Cordell into the game. He knows this offense. He's going to be able to handle any kind of change that Eli does. He's going to handle the snap, and he's fully capable of handling the center duties.
Well, Kevin Booth will have that responsibility as the Giants move forward. Tomorrow on the program, we'll have a one-on-one with Kevin Booth. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Giants offensive lineman David Deal as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+.
It's time for our Giants Training Camp Play of the Day. Eli Manning back to throw. He thinks he is Akeem Nicks deep over the middle, but Charles James knocks it away. That's our Giants training camp Play of the Day.
And welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants play their third preseason game on Saturday night when they play host to the Jets. The NFL league-wide new security policy for all fans going to games throughout the National Football League, including MetLife Stadium. You must bring a clear plastic bag that can be no larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches, or a small purse or handbag no larger than 6.5 inches. Camera bags and binocular bags will not be permitted inside the stadium. Please go to Giants.com for all the details on the new NFL security policies if you're coming to the game on Saturday night or all season long. Speaking of bags and wrapping, Sean, David Deal went through his practice today with a wrap on his hand. Big issue or not?
Nice segue, Bob. That was very nicely done.
I like that.
And for an offensive lineman, no, because everything gets taped up. You're taping up your hands, your wrists, your thumbs. The one thing that we know about Dave Deal is he's about as tough as they come as far as offensive linemen. So I think he'll be fine. You know, David has played through a lot of injuries and a lot of pain in his career. I think he'll be okay. You know, it looks like he's going to be moving into guard for the game. So I think that actually will help him out because things are a little bit closer, you know, a little more close quarters combat for him.
All right. Earlier today, David Deal spoke with the media about his performance and the team's this past Sunday night.
The game wasn't played the best that we could, not only as a group, but offensively as an offensive line, me personally, myself. But I know I'm going to come out here and work. It's, you know, the corrections are there to be made. It's not, I'm sure I'm going to hear because it's old and I got beat because I'm old and I lost the step and all those things. But everything on film are all correctable techniques. The sack that I got beat on, I should have recognized the protection scheme and the adjustments that they made on it. I set too flat. So I'm going to come out here. I'm going to do 100 sets if I got it to get that corrected. The other thing, I'll work on my hand placement and those types of things and do whatever I need to do to make those corrections heading out of this preseason so that we're ready for the Jets. I mean, that's what preseason's for. It's, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a sense of urgency to get things right, but in no way, shape, or form are we panicking, thinking that this is time to set the ships on fire and jump off board.
Well, David Deal's always been a straight shooter, and he's been a really amazing player for the Giants, playing at every position other than center. I want to ask you this. You know, maybe people think it's easy. He's been taking reps all summer, all in the offseason, at right tackle after being a left tackle.
Yeah.
Now that you move to left guard, what's the difference?
Well, Bob, you know, a lot of people, they if you haven't played that position, here's my biggest analogy. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, brush your teeth with your left hand if you're right-handed, because that's really what you're doing, moving from the right side of the line to the left side of the line. Now you have your left hand down on the ground. You switch your feet. Your left foot is behind your right foot. So everything is opposite. So listen, Dave's been doing it his entire career, moving from one side to the other, and he makes it look easy, but it's certainly not. And not only that, not only the stance and being in your position, but also the playbook flips now. So now you're on the left side. If you have a protection with the tight end right and now you're sliding to the left, now you're technically on the back side, whereas before, if you're on the right tackle position, you're on the front side. So mentally, it's a little bit of a mind game as well.
And also, I mean, he's going to a different position, too. It's not even like he's going from right tackle to left tackle. He's going from tackle to guard. Well, we'll see how it all sorts out on Saturday night when the Giants play host to the Jets. Sean, it's been a lot of fun, my friend.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Well, we're just about out of time here on MSG Plus. Join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess.